Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's time for our weekly visit with our dear friend, Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money, which you hear every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Did you have a nice couple days off there?
Yeah, I had a nice Saturday and Sunday off. Worked on Friday. It was all right.
Yeah, so did I.
Someone just sent me a note like, oh, so sorry you had to work on Friday. I'm like, hey, I like to get my hair and makeup done. It's really okay.
I do want to mention that Jill is brought to you by Asset Strategies in Avon, just so you'll know. AssetStrats.com is their website. So Angela's had some things this morning concerning pretty good sales. Today is Cyber Monday, of course. But actually, Small Business Saturday was not bad. Black Friday wasn't bad. In fact, record-setting, I think, some cases.
Yeah. I mean, if you look online, and I think that's where we know most of the action is, not total dollar amount spent, but the rate of growth of online purchases is really astounding. So just to go back to Thanksgiving Day for a second, online sales, $4.2 billion on Thanksgiving Day. It's up 14.5% from a year ago. If you look at Black Friday, sales come in at $7.4 billion. Year-over-year growth, that's almost a 20% increase from a year ago. This is online only. We also know at the same time we get this report out that the actual foot traffic on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, not so great. In fact, Thanksgiving Day, we saw a little bit of an increase. I always attribute this to people getting really sick and tired of their families and just want to go take a walk. But on Black Friday, that's for real. And there was over a 6% decline in traffic on Black Friday versus a year ago.
It's interesting. Weird. I talked to somebody who went to West Farms, and they said the parking lot there, it's a triple-decker. Actually, it's a four-decker. We didn't know this. But she had to go to the very top level and park outside by Nordstrom. So, you know, I don't know. It's I guess people may have driven their cars. Well, no, that doesn't make sense, does it, Jill? No.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. Big, huge change in one area that I just love saying this word. I'm going to say it. It's a little bit of an acronym. BOPIS. BOPIS.
I have no idea.
Swear to God, I said it on Evening News. I started laughing and giggling while I said it, and so I could barely get it out. But it stands for Buy Online, Pick Up In Store, BOPIS. So pull that out of your pocket one day. BOPIS sales. A lot of people buying online, and they are doing so because they don't want to risk not getting the stuff when they want it, right?
Okay.
So check this number out. I couldn't believe it.
All right, let's go.
All right. Now, you know, I love myself some BOPIS. When I looked at this, this is all, and also I should be very clear that this is for from Adobe, which does a lot of tracking of online sales.
Right.
And first they told me it was the BOPIS was going to be up by 40% from a year ago. It's now close to a 50% increase from a year ago. So what that tells me is a lot of retailers are getting pretty smart. They're saying, you know, look, come buy it online is fine, but come pick it up here. And
we might be able to sell you something else.
You betcha.
It's
right now on Black Friday, BOPIS sales increased by 46.6% from a year ago.
Went to Home Depot, I guess it was Saturday or something like that. Ordered some Christmas lights. And so, you know, did it online, exactly what you were saying. Went to pick it up. Well, now they have a system at Home Depot, smaller items. They have a locker that you have the combination to, and you can take it out that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're right. You need to get people in the stores, and if you can get them to pick something up and then say, oh, yeah, maybe I need this, there you go.
Yeah, and I think that there's something also interesting happening that all of these big retailers and small alike, they're trying to figure out the right mix. And in marketing world, they call it multi-channel. But for you and me, they just say, just think of it this way. Like, they just want to get you wherever you want to be gotten. So it could be your phone. It could be at your desktop. It could be coming into the store. A lot of companies are really starting to use this experiential marketing. I think that that is truly the game changer. Like, why am I going to walk into a store? I'll come in and pick something up, but I might come in and say, hey, you know, maybe at Nordstrom, they're having a little, I noticed that we have a new Neiman Marcus here in New York. Yeah. There's a Nordstrom Midtown that just opened. They're doing all sorts of events there. Yeah. And they're trying to get us into the store with those events.
Exactly. So it's beyond Santa now. It's everything. Hey, I wanted to get into something else you wrote just a couple of days ago. And by the way, keep up with Jill. JillOnMoney.com. Their podcasts. You can subscribe to her newsletter. All kinds of stuff. But we are getting into the season when we start giving. And a fascinating fact that you had in your post on the 30th, which was over the weekend. This time of year, giving increased. But when adjusted for inflation, it was only up about 1.7%.
Yeah, actually, it was down. For individual giving was down. And I think this has a lot to do with the tax law changing. Because remember, this is these are 2018 figures. And this was the first year that we had the new tax law. And what that meant was, because more people actually claim the standard deduction, what happens is they don't get to itemize. They don't get to write off those charitable gifts. So maybe some people said, I'll wait. Maybe next year I'll give a little bit more. Right. And so we're going to have to wait to see how things shake out. Regardless of your motivation, a lot of people will be giving. November, December, the biggest time of giving, about 40% of all money raised occurs in the last 2 months of the year.
I'm not surprised.
And just remember, you've got to confirm that the charity is legitimate. Oh, the IRS says tons of charitable scams out there. I know. And I want everyone to be careful. There is a tool on the IRS website that will allow you to see if the charity is legit. And also, make sure that the charity is spending your money wisely. There are a number of different sources. You can go onto the website. But you know what? It's really important that you know your dollars are going to someplace where they're giving the money away, paying big salaries.
Exactly.
I mean, you get a salary. Everyone deserves to get paid, but not too much of the money.
There's also a website, Charity Navigator. I think they get into this too.
Yep.
Hey, Jill, it's great talking to you. See you next week.
Take care, buddy.
All right, ma'am.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.